Hi, Sharon Raji Maynard here this morning, wanting to share with you a guided visualization that is very powerful in transforming, healing, removing patterns that have been inherited from ancestors. Now, how do you know if you have those patterns? Well, look into your life, into the life of family members. Is there a common disease? Is there a common issue such as sexual abuse or financial lack? Those kinds of patterns and imprints can be inherited energetically through the DNA energy just as much as eye color. So we're going to go on a little journey back in time for you to connect to the ancestor that began that particular issue. So take a moment, think about what that might be in your family, one issue, and write it down. And now I invite you to go into that sacred space of love, of wisdom, of highest love and consciousness, committed to your sovereignty, with teams of healers, guides, family members who have the ability to work with you at that high vibrational level. This is sacred ground that we are working within, surrounded in the red rock vortex to balance, protect, keep invisible if necessary, and heal. And so just imagine yourself moving to that very sacred place that so nurtures you. So in your imagination, sense yourself going into that energy field. It may be in the forest, it might be on the beach, it might be on the clouds, it might be in inner earth. Breathe and move into that sacred. Allow yourself to feel the safety here, the love, the lightness. If at any time you need to stop this video in order to complete a phase, do so, because I will be waiting for when you're ready to click. So as you move into that sacred place, find a spot that feels just right for you to sit, have the support, whether you're leaning against a tree or a sand dune. And we're going to call into your space the healing teams, the guidance teams that are part of your walk here on this planet. Invite them to come in to be with you, closely holding you, bringing information for this particular issue. Who has the ability to take me to the beginning cause of this issue? Sense the feelings you have as your team gathers. And now our intention is that the ancestor who understands the pattern, who began the pattern for whatever reason, is waiting and calling you back in time. So close your eyes and let yourself drift like a feather in the breeze, moving back in time to the count of three. Farther and farther back. One. Back in time. to farther and farther back, just free. And then in your imagination, see what it is you have on your feet and what you are wearing for clothing. And write that down. And look around you and invite that ancestor that has called you back to the beginning of this issue. Look around and find that ancestor. And notice, is the ancestor in a male or female body? And you can take time and write these down. And about how old? And what are the feelings that you sense from this ancestor? And now I'm going to ask you to talk to this ancestor about this issue. What happened? How did this ancestor overcome the situation that they're then left this imprint that's been impacting the family for generations? There was a problem, there was a solution, but it changed energy into one of disease or abuse or pain or lack. Take time, have the conversation, write it down. So click me off while you do that. And now as we come together, you have the story. The ancestor had a situation and a decision was made. The decision, however, locked in something that has been impacting the family in destructive ways for generations. Ask the ancestor if the story, if he or she would like the story rewritten. And then call in the power and the information and the authority voice that we have here in our future, where we have the power to identify any destructive form or energy or that wants to come into a person's space and bring harm. We can say to that energy, we recognize you. You are not of our family's divine harmonics. Stop. And now you and the ancestor are free to make a new solution. That problem is not pushed forward from an agenda of domination or usury or abuse. That energy is identified. Your teams are moving it back to its home of origin, out of the ancestor's space. What does your ancestor want now for him or herself and a blessing for the family? So click me off. Write the new story. Click me on when you've finished. Oh, here we are. Take that new story and create the reality statement, affirming it, anchoring it, and owning it. My ancestor and generations live in and write the story. Move our consciousness into that reality and tag and transform anything from the old. Leave blessings and love for this ancestor as the ancestor blesses you for the release. And quietly bring yourself back to that beginning sacred place, drifting to your sacred spot. Feel the stability of that space, the love of that space. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and use this reality statement to bless your family in the present day.